Well, it is complicated, and a lot of it goes on behind closed doors. If we want to use a food metaphor, I would say that New Mexicans are a cafeteria full of hungry people. They have needs, and they are waiting for the announcement of what this meal is going to be, although they actually are very ignorant of what is going on in the kitchen. There are no doors. There are no windows. We really have a very limited view of how the budget is made, the negotiations between the chefs.
So do we have more than one chef in the kitchen? Is that what we're getting at here?
Yeah. The way it starts is that the executive and the legislative branches come up with budgets, and then we duke it out in a battle at the session.
So you mean that the Legislative Finance Committee, or the LFC, has come up with one proposed budget of how to spend our dollars out of our checking account, and the governor has come up with another?
The LFC comes up with its own version called the LFC recommendation. So essentially, the LFC recommendation is one recipe for pasta. And the governor's executive budget recommendation is another recipe. One has eggs, the other one doesn't, but it has, a little extra black pepper. Now, these two versions go through the committee process, and they amend the thing. Usually what happens is the House sends its version to the Senate.
So it's like sifting flour or something.
They sift flour. They argue over exactly how much water goes in the pasta. So then they send it over to the Senate side, and the Senate says, absolutely not. You have in here that the water should be salted before boiling. We don't want any salt added. And the House can say, okay, we like the changes you made to our recipe. Or they can say, Senate, we don't like what you did. Undo it. Withdraw your amendments. And then at the end, if the House and Senate agree on a budget and they both vote for it, they send it to the governor.
Okay, so lawmakers pass a budget, it gets to the governor's desk, and at that point, is it simply a done deal?
If they get their work done early and they send it to her more than 3 days before the end of the session, then she only has 3 days to act on it. And that means this food is hot, it's got to get out, you need to deliver this to the customers really quickly or it's going to get cold.
And is it cut and dry? Does the governor have to sign it exactly as is?
If they do it quickly, then she has line item veto power. She can say, there are 100 ingredients in this tomato sauce recipe. I'm saying no nutmeg, so I'm just crossing out those items in this budget. Now, if the governor says, I don't want any nutmeg in this sauce, and they have sent it to her with 3 days left in the session, then they can override her veto of the nutmeg and put it back in with 2/3 of the positive votes.
What happens if lawmakers don't get the passed budget on the governor's desk at least 3 days prior to the end of the session?
If they don't send it to her that quickly, then she has 20 days to kind of ruminate, right?
Somehow things get signed eventually. Mm-hmm. And the fiscal year doesn't start until July. And so are there any big events in the implementation process where things can shift again? Or
even after the budget is signed, there's still more work to do. You know, the Health and Human Services Department, for example, gets X amount of dollars. To keep our metaphor going, it's up to the Health and Human Services Department to figure out how much gnocchi, how much angel hair, how much fettuccine is that? Because all of the subdivisions of these departments have their own budgets going on at a lower level. Then the new budget goes into effect, and some will be very pleased to see that there are more meatballs on the plate. Some will be unhappy to see that there's not enough pasta.
So the cooks are in the kitchen now. The recipe is being fine-tuned.
Yes, we have a 30-day period of cooking. That's how long it takes. And there are many spoons in many pots right now.
Well, thank you for joining me today, Gwyneth Doland.
Thank you for having me.